proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and I want to thank you for joining me today. In the late 1800s, France was trying to strengthen its border with Germany. However, it was suspected that someone within the French military was giving vital information to the Germans. At a hotel in Paris, a note intended for the German ambassador was found in a trash can that provided evidence of espionage. Fingers pointed to the artillery department towards Alfred Dreyfus. He was accused of being a German spy within the French military. While the note from the trash can was supposed to be written by Dreyfus, his actual handwriting did not match up. He was accused of trickery. Others had written scathing letters of disloyalty to France because Dreyfus was Jewish. All this was slander and lies. Alfred Dreyfus was innocent, and during a secret court-martial, Dreyfus was found guilty and was sentenced to life in exile on Devil's Island in French Guiana. Before this, he was publicly stripped of military insignia and his sword was broken. At this moment, Dreyfus cried out, "I swear that I am innocent. I remain worthy of serving in the army. Long live France, long live the army." The stench of anti-Semitism reeked in the streets of Paris. Cries were heard, "Death to the Jews!" After investigative work, it was revealed that another man was the real traitor. In 1906, Dreyfus was fully exonerated. He re-entered the military and even served as lieutenant colonel during World War I. Dreyfus felt the pains and onslaught of slander. Ironically, it was the Dreyfus affair that served as a motivation for the Jewish people to find a homeland, a refuge in the land of Israel. The Dreyfus affair also reflects David's urgent prayer for deliverance. Though slandered and assaulted, David called upon the Lord, trusting him for ultimate deliverance. In Psalm chapter 7, David gave an urgent plea for deliverance. He had been slandered by those close to King Saul. Those lies fueled Saul's relentless pursuit of David in the wilderness. As David was on the run, he cried to God, the only one he could trust. It is evident that David possessed great confidence in a faithful God. In verse 2, he felt as if he was being attacked by a lion. Interestingly, years before, David protected his sheep from a lion, and now he was the one in need of protection. However, David, as well as we, have a far more dangerous enemy. Peter describes the devil as a roaring lion walking about seeking whom he may devour. Aware of this, Jesus calls believers to pray, "Deliver us from the evil one." This prayer should not be taken lightly. You see, a faithless prayer is a worthless prayer. David also gave an urgent appeal of innocence. He was confident in his position before God. This was a display of personal honesty and integrity. As the old preacher Thomas Brooks once said, "A good conscience has sure confidence." At the heart of Psalm 7, David then cries to God in an urgent appeal for intervention. He asks God to arise, lift up as with a military victory, to awake and return. Yet David's prayer for deliverance was not just for himself. He knew that his fate was vitally connected to the welfare of God's people. It was in large measure for their sakes, the sake of the congregation. David had tremendous confidence in the justice of God. As Abraham prayed to God over the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, "Shall not the judge of all the earth do right?" As a military man, David declared that his defense was of God. The Hebrew word for defense in verse 10 is magen, meaning shield. This, of course, is a familiar reminder to us to put on the whole armor of God. As David prayed for deliverance from his enemies, he discovered that God was more than just a judge. He was also his advocate, redeemer, and friend. What a blessed thought for every believer. Beloved, understand that God is bigger than your circumstances. You can trust him. He is faithful. Look at your life with eternity in view. The end of the news is not the end of the story. Why? Because God himself writes the story. The Most High God will deliver you. Now, I want to thank you for tuning in today, and please join us next time as we will continue our look at Psalm 7 and the prayer of deliverance. If you'd like to hear this program again, or any of our other archive programs related to Israel and the Jewish people, simply go to ibjm.org. And as we close this program, let us remember the words of Psalm 122:6, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.